Trend number one, a fatal misconception. Despite the research presented in Trends and elsewhere, most of the world's political leaders still seem worried about a population explosion in the coming decades. China is still vigorously pursuing its one-child policy by punishing parents who disobey the law. In India, abortion is such a common family planning tool that the British medical journal The Lancet estimates that 10 million female fetuses have been aborted over the past two decades. And even the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has written an article calling the expected increase in the world's population by 2050 an impending calamity. Johnson is correct that a demographic calamity is likely to occur by the middle of the century. But he and all of the other politicians and pundits who are worried about the population explosion are making a huge miscalculation. The reality is that the world's population will be shrinking, not growing. Why? In the past half century, birth rates have dropped by 50%. Today, 59 countries, representing 44% of the world's population, are below the replacement fertility rate. Replacement fertility is defined as 2.1 births per woman, which is the rate needed to keep the population at its current level. Amazingly, the continent of Europe is at a birth rate of just 1.3, and none of the countries in Europe has a replacement-level birth rate. To make this data easier to grasp, consider this. Countries like Spain, Italy, Poland, and Greece, with birth rates in the 1.2 range, will lose half of their population in every generation. And if this were to continue for the next 100 years, the youngest generation of 2108 would be one-eighth as large as today's youngest generation. But we don't have to wait that long to see it happen. According to a study called The Evolution of the Family in Europe 2008, there were nearly 1 million fewer babies born in Europe in 2007 than there were in 1980. The U.S. is the only large country in the developed world that isn't facing a critical decline in population. The latest figures for the U.S. show a fertility rate of 2.01, which is slightly below the traditional replacement rate. However, because of the higher standard of living in the U.S. and a lower infant mortality rate than most of the world's nations, a 2% fertility rate is probably sufficient to keep the American population at a stable number. Moreover, immigration continues to provide the U.S. with a steady influx of relatively young residents. In fact, 60% of the population growth in the U.S. since 1990 is the result of immigrants and the children they produce. Most of that growth is in the Hispanic population and predominantly from Mexico. But in a shrinking world, one nation's gain is another's loss. Consider Mexico. It's one of the last countries on Earth most people would expect to face a population shortage. However, its fertility rate has already fallen to 2.5, and it's dwindling so fast that it too will soon drop below the replacement level. According to Philip Longman, author of The Empty Cradle, How Falling Birth Rates Threaten World Prosperity, the decline in fertility in Mexico is without precedent in world history. Americans have this vision that there will always be Mexicans waiting to come across the border. The fact is, not only in Mexico, but throughout Latin America, we're seeing dramatic declines in fertility. Amazingly, according to the United Nations Population Division, the number of Mexican children under the age of 5 fell from 11.7 million in 1995 to just 10.8 million in 2005. This means that the flow of immigrants from Mexico, which America depends upon for cheap labor and to keep the size of its own population from falling, will soon be reduced from a torrent to a trickle. At the same time, in Mexico and other developing countries, the shrinking birth rates and continued immigration to the U.S. will deprive those countries of the people they will need as innovators, entrepreneurs, and consumers to modernize their economies. And Mexico is not the only country facing a shortage of children. It's a worldwide phenomenon. Specifically, there are 6 million fewer children under the age of 7 in the world today than there were in 1990. And the trend is accelerating. The United Nations projects that there will be 248 million fewer children in the world in 2050 than there are today. The population of Russia, for example, is falling by 750,000 people per year. By 2050, its current population of 145 million will plummet by one-third. This is astonishing because, as Ben J. Wattenberg reminds us in his book Fewer, for the past 650 years, the world's population has always steadily increased. What has caused this abrupt reversal? There are at least six causes underlying the declining birth rates around the world, as outlined in the documentary Demographic Winter: The Decline of the Human Family. They are, 1. Working, educated mothers are having fewer children. 2. Families are choosing to have fewer children so they can invest more in each child. 3. Effective birth control methods such as the pill are preventing a much higher percentage of unwanted births than in the past. 4. Cohabitation has increased sharply. Cohabiting couples have fewer children than married couples, and they also tend to delay marriage, which also leads to fewer children. 5. No-fault divorce laws have led to fewer children because many couples feel less confident that their marriages will last long enough to raise children. And 6. Many people still have a misguided sense that there isn't enough food, energy, and water to support a larger population. So they feel it is irresponsible to have children in this era of limited resources. It's the convergence of all these trends that has led to declining fertility rates across the world. And inevitably, these six social and technological trends would have gradually brought the population growth rate down and stabilized global population in a smooth and manageable way. However, the cataclysmic population collapse facing Europe, Japan, and eventually China has been triggered by coordinated social engineering programs. As explained in the superb book A Fatal Misconception, the now discredited concepts of eugenics joined forces with an increasingly discredited belief in limits to growth to enable and empower a global population control agenda. From the end of World War II until the current decade, this movement spent billions of dollars on everything from anti-family propaganda focused on North America and the EU, to forced sterilizations in India and Pakistan, to forced abortions under China's one-child policy. But why is this a crisis? Won't having fewer people simply mean that there will be more resources for each person? No. In fact, as we will discuss, it's not having children rather than having too many of them that will threaten the planet and our quality of life. Why? To begin with, economies depend on people to produce and consume goods and services. Obviously, the more consumers, the greater the demand for the products and services that businesses produce. But it's actually not just a matter of the number of people, it's also important to have the right age distribution of those people. Specifically, research by Harry Dent Jr. and other demographic experts shows that people reach the peak of their earning and spending power at about the age of 48. In prior generations, we find that after that age, people generally stop making big purchases like houses, because their families are not only no longer growing, but their children are starting to leave home. So, a smaller birth rate today means that 48 years from now there will be fewer consumers at the peak spending age. But we don't have to look that far into the future to see a likely decline in consumer demand. The last year of the baby boom in the U.S. was 1964. By adding 48 years to that date, we can predict that in 2012, the last of the baby boomers will pass the peak spending age, while the generation that follows the boomers, the so-called Generation X, is much smaller and will therefore spend less money collectively. So, unless boomer spending and working habits are different than in past generations, the decade from 2012 to 2022 will see substantial economic weakness. Dent foresees that downturn starting as early as 2009, and he points to Japan as an example. Because Japan didn't experience a baby boom after World War II, a much larger percentage of its population has already aged beyond 48 years old, and its consumer population has steadily declined. This led to a great deal of weakness in the Japanese economy beginning in 1993. When the baby boomers in the U.S., Canada, and Europe pass their 48th birthdays and stop spending, the drop in demand will be felt around the world, particularly in developing countries such as China and Taiwan that rely heavily on exports. And, like Japan, the United States could suffer from a labor shortage as highly productive boomers are replaced by inexperienced workers. Worse yet, many jobs could simply go unfilled. This not only hurts productivity, but leads to a dramatic rise in the number of retirees that will have to be supported by each working person. Looking ahead, the trends editors offer the following four forecasts for your consideration. First, policies that recognize the importance of families will rise to the top of the political agenda. As government and business leaders begin to understand the economic impact of the falling birth rate, They will move aggressively to put in place laws and workplace policies that encourage people to marry and have children. For example, companies will provide daycare and flexible working schedules for working parents to keep employees from having to choose between dropping out of the workforce and postponing having children while they pursue their careers. As part of this policy shift, lawmakers will enact a substantial increase in the tax deduction allowed for each child. Second, automation will compensate to a large extent for the coming worker shortage in the developed world. The continuing trend toward increasing globalization and accelerating outsourcing of activities to companies that specialize in specific functions, such as human resources, IT, or manufacturing, will reduce the need for companies to perform every job in-house, so they will be able to increase their productivity with ever fewer employees. Third, by 2040, China will have 400 million elderly people to support, which will represent a major threat to that country's economic and political stability. Anyone who is still concerned that China will emerge as an economic threat to the United States' supremacy should consider the economic drag created by its aging population and the shortage of young workers that it will face. And fourth, contrary to many forecasts, the United States will strengthen its position as the world's lone superpower. Why? Because its economic and military strength will be bolstered by its demographic advantage. According to data from the UN's World Population Prospects, the U.S. will be the only developed country whose population will not shrink between now and 2050. The five other developed nations that were also among the 12 countries with the largest populations in 1950, Japan, Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy, and France, will be ranked between 18th and 39th by 2050. By contrast, the United States is projected to be the third most populous nation in 2050 and will retain the highest per capita GDP among large nations.